And Bradford will inbound the basketball. Olivia Wing will be ready to take it. Chiefs, Miss Chiefs drop back into a 2-3 zone defense. Come out. Deegan on the left-hand side sets the screen for Wing. Now she gets it back. Back to Wing. Three-pointer on the way and finally gets it. Olivia Wing has shot two shots, and both of them have been three-pointers that she's made with. So she's got 6 points, and she gets it up to 22 for the Glacier Bears. Back out to Smith. Back over to the left-hand side to Nelson. Taylor Nelson, cross-court pass to McGilton. Wellington McGilton. Smith goes down the lane, kicks it back out. Another three on the way, and this is good. Again, and that's 24 points for her of the 53 points of the Miss Chiefs that Wellington McGilton has gotten. Now they try to go inside. Stolen away by Milne, and she's on the dribble. Wing is down there, puts it up and in. And Milne picks up her first basket of the ball game, her third point, though, however, of the night, as she had one from the free throw line, just beginning 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter of play. Down to Wing, wanted to go inside. Stolen away by Wellington McGilton, all the way down to Milne, up and in. And she gets another easy one out of it, and she's got 5 points, two quick buckets by her. And the Chiefs hustle back, get on defense again. The Miss Chiefs, they come back down, squaring around, and facing the defense with Smith right away was, unfortunately for Zanow, she was right there and kind of lost her dribble, but was able to gain the ball back and get it in the hands of Olivia Wing and out the top. Now Zanow comes out and sets the screen. They go to Wing on the left baseline, forces up the shot. Smith takes it away. Alley-oop to the side. Now there's going to be a carry of the ball here, as I think Smith was intending to try to do that, to kind of tap it over her head and then catch up with it and go again. But, of course, can't quite do that because her hand was under the ball when she did that. So coming off the bench is number 11, James, checking into the ball game for the Miss Chiefs. Olivia Wing will handle the ball out at the top. 6:15 to go in the basketball game. Zanow makes a drive down, puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound comes back down inside. And Stegan getting that board on the inside position, puts it right back up and is going to be fouled on a fouls on 2-5. Kaylee Smith, and that'll be her third personal foul. And that'll send Stegan to the free throw line. This one is up on its way. It's a bit short here. Glacier Bears are having a tough time from the free throw line, as they've only got one free throw from that. That was Taylor quite a long time ago. As they are 1-for-8 so far from the free throw line. Jordan Stegan back at the line again here for the Glacier Bears. This one's up on its way, looks better, and this one is. So she gets one from the free throw line, goes all the way back, and she picks up her first point of the ball game. Back out to Nelson, over to Smith. Substitution's coming off the bench now for the Miss Chiefs at the next opportunity. They go left-hand side to Nelson, alley-oop inside to Wellington McGilton, up and in. Teresa Wellington McGilton picks up her 26th point of the ball game. Wouldn't be surprised she doesn't come out and take a seat beside coach now, and they'll get ready for that championship game tomorrow against the Craig Panthers. 59-23, 5:45 to go in the ball game. Bradford gives up her dribble, holds the ball high overhead, goes to Wing right-hand side. She's double-teamed on that side, gets the baseline, however, puts it up, gets her own rebound back, puts it back up again. This one's a little bit long. Rebound down in the hands of Smith. She comes down the left-hand side, looking across court. Nice pass up and in by James. She picks up her fifth point. That was set up nicely by Smith as she just waited and waited and waited till the defense came to her and then gave her the easy pass, the easy lay-in for the Miss Chiefs. Stegan out at the top for the Glacier Bears, over to Wing. On the dribble to the right-hand side, can't find anything. 5:10 to go in the basketball game. Back to Wing. Goes back inside to Stewart, who checked into the ball game, fighting for it underneath. Puts up the shot a little bit too hard and back off the glass. Ball comes down, and it's going to be controlled by the Glacier Bears as Zanow was able to come up with it for the Glacier Bears. She still has her dribble, goes to Stegan, puts up the shot, rolls up and in. So Jordan Stegan picks up her third point, and that one coming from a nice little feed by Zanow. Stegan got the nice little hoop out of it. Stepping out now, they go back inside to Smith. She breaks down the lane, up and in. Kaylee Smith got her 13th point of the ball game. And Glacier Bears are up the court. 4:30 to go in the basketball game. 63-25. Miss Chiefs have quite a lead. Now we got the bench coming off for the Miss Chiefs right now. Four gals coming into the ball game, so we'll try to keep it as straight as we can here. Comes back out to Wing. Olivia Wing gets it stolen away here. Fight for it. She's tied up. And looks like the alternating possession is going to go to the Mischiefs. And now coming off the bench is Yelanini coming off the bench. Johnson coming into the ball game now. Destiny Cowart, she checks into the ball game. And Natalie Taylor checks into the ball game. Natalia Taylor checks in for the Glacier Bears. So handling the basketball now is number 14. That's Buxton, Guthrie Buxton. She goes left-hand side to Johnson. And they come back inside to Yelanini. Back out to the top to Gray. That's Marcia Gray checked into the ball game as the Chiefs move the ball around as Chiefs do. Now she's trapped on the corner side. Fight for the ball underneath. Let's see. It's going to be tied up. The officials are standing right there. Possession's going to go to the Glacier Bears with 3:50 to go in the ball game. Stegan with the basketball. She'll inbound it to Taylor. Bring it up the half-court line. Miss Chiefs drop back quick into a 2-3 zone defense. Hands way out. Goes left-hand side to Stegan. Back out to Taylor. Takes a couple dribbles, stops, puts up the jumper. Partially checked, however, by one of the Miss Chiefs, and now a complete tie-up. And the ball goes back to the Miss Chiefs on it here. That's another thing that the Miss Chiefs like to do, too. If you bring the ball down, they're going to grab right onto it. Of course, the Glacier Bears have been doing a good job of that, too. Forced a number of tie-ups here, and it gives you an opportunity to get the basketball back. Long cross-court pass to Nelson. She puts up the shot, bounces around. No rebound fought for her. And Natalia Taylor comes down with it. Quickly out to Tart. She'll bring it across. Long pass and over the hands and out of bounds as it goes over the hands of Bradford. And the Miss Chiefs will bring the ball up to the 3:13 mark. Out at the top is three Buxton. She loses, however, ends up in the hands of Bradford. She takes three or four dribbles up and in. So Brittany Bradford gets her first 2 points of the night as she made a steal, took her time, went down, and laid it up off the glass for the Glacier Bears. Three Buxton down the center is going to be tied up. Taylor, now there's going to be a foul on it here as we've got Taylor on the floor. Let's see where the foul is going to come here. The officials are looking at each other saying, all right, who's it going to be? Looks like it's number 15, and that'll be her fifth personal foul. So Gina Hayward, and she fouls out of the ball game. She has 6 points in the ball game here. She came off the bench here at that last chance and picked up the foul on it. 2:50 to go in the basketball game. Chiefs with a big lead. Glacier Bears have the best. Bradford will run the offense now for the Glacier Bears out at the top. Takes a couple more dribbles, goes left-hand side, and they'll bring it over to the side to Krager. They go to that baseline to Bradford, stops, gives up her dribble. They want to go to Stewart, down low on the block, faces the bucket, turns around, and she's going to spin around, gets called for the travel on it. She started the move right, but she just kept going around and around and turned the basketball back over. So now we're going to go back here, and the Miss Chiefs will bring it up across the half-court line at the 2:30 mark. Guthrie is going to come all the way down, and she's going to be called for carrying the ball. As Guthrie Buxton kept that right-hand side, just trying to go to that baseline, but Glacier Bears put a little pressure on. So she turns the ball back over to the Glacier Bears. Bradford will run the offense on the dribble. Stops, goes left-hand side to Stewart. She comes around to the right. Looks up at the hoop, can't find anybody. Still keeps her dribble. Now they'll go inside, and the shot is up by Krager. Nice little pass inside by Stewart. Krager had it right down low in the paint, but was able to draw the foul on her. She squared up and went around. The foul's going to be on number 24. And that'll send Johnson. This shot's on a little bit short again, as Krager just came up way short on that one. Glacier Bears is having a tough time with that free throw line here tonight. Number of them been short. 2:10 to go in the basketball game here. Krager with the shot. This one is good, so she gets her second one to go, and that's her first point of the basketball game, and they're quickly back down on defense come the Glacier Bears. They'll be playing a man-to-man defense. They go left-hand side is Guthrie Buxton. She's going to be tied up out at the top, rolls around here on the floor, and the ball is going to go to the Glacier Bears in the alternating possession here. Stegan will take it inbounds on the far side. Gets the ball back into Stewart. Brings it up across the half court. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the basketball game. Left-hand side. Shot by Stegan. Off the back of the iron. No rebound. Chased down by Bradford as she hustled over and got that one. Now come back out to Stewart again. Stops. Goes right-hand side to Bradford. She wants to go inside to... Well, he tried to go inside that time to Cowart, but the ball bounced around quite a bit and ends up in the hands of the Mischiefs, and they come back down the court, and Bradford knocks it out of bounds, and it's going to be Mischiefs basketball right in front of their bench here. 1:34 to go in the basketball game here, 63-28. We got Haynes and Craig coming up next, folks, so you want to get ready for that one. You'll have a few minutes of break here before that basketball game gets underway, but it's going to be going here. It'll be the last game of the night. This is the opening rounds for the 2A basketball teams here tonight. So the winner goes advances into the championship games while the loser plays again tomorrow. But this is kind of a double elimination, not true double elimination, but Glacier Bear Gals are not out of it by any means, even though they lose the one basketball game here tonight. They're not out of the tournament, as you have to lose two to get out of the tournament. So they're just going to drop down, and they'll be playing the Wrangell Wolves tomorrow morning. Our Haynes Glacier Bears, of course, they're already out here. I saw them come out a bit ago here and look out to see what was happening. So we're going to have to take a timeout here by the Mischiefs here, as they had a little miscalculation here in trying to inbound the basketball. So we want to remind folks that we're going to be right back on the air again in, oh, probably around 20 or 30 minutes here. Depends on how quickly this game gets over with here with our boys going up against the Craig Panthers. And they played them tough a couple times this year, so we'll just have to see how that matches up. 63-28. And it'll be the final game this evening here. As the announcer, you can probably hear Perkins down there, and some of you might recognize that name, as he was an official for quite a long time, but he's announcing over here this year. Ball goes into the Mischiefs. They'll bring it up across the half-court line. As Guthrie Buxton goes right, and he'll get it back into the hands of Hayward. And Hayward's shot is on the way. Nice little shot by Yellow Mimi as she just squared up. Nobody picked her up, and she buries a three. So back out to Stegen. She'll bring it back. Goes right-hand side to Stewart. Takes a couple dribbles along the baseline. Stops. Back out to Stegen. Shot's on the way off the front of the iron. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. Ball's going to go to the Glacier Bears under their basket left-hand side. 49 seconds to go here in the ball game. Doug and I'll give kind of a quick wrap-up of this one, and we'll turn it back to the studios as soon as this one finishes. Ball goes inside, fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Stewart does, up and in. So Bailey Stewart gets into the book as she picks up a couple off of that one and gets the Glacier Bears up to that 30-point mark. Now they go left-hand side to the Mischiefs. They come back out, three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. No, rebound comes back down into Bradford's hands, and she'll bring the dribble up. Stops, just across the half-court line, gets it back into Stegen's hand. Stegen will take a couple of dribbles, goes right-hand side to Bradford. Now they try to go alley-oop inside. Not going to happen, however. Comes back out. Stewart ends up with it. Now she's going to be called for the travel. She gives that little head fake and then takes off, but she forgets to dribble on it. So the Glacier Bears are going to turn the basketball back over to the Mischiefs. 16 seconds to go. They'll slowly bring the basketball up across the half-court line. Bradford comes out, picks her up at the half-court line. They go left-hand side. Three-pointer on the way. No, doesn't go. Rebound down to Stegen. They surround her. Ball's going to be tied up with 0.7 seconds to go. So the Haynes Glacier Bears gals are going to go down to a defeat here to the Metlakatla Mischiefs by a score of 66-30. And that means they're going to be playing that 8 o'clock game tomorrow morning, so you'll want to tune in for that one for sure at 8 o'clock, as that is an elimination game. And so you want to make sure that you're listening in here. The Glacier Bears could come out strong like they did tonight. They'll be right in the middle of it again against the Wrangell Wolves. Well, I'm going to run through the stats here real quick for you. Taylor Nelson for the Mischiefs finished with 4 points. Madison James finished with 5 points. Faith Gray, starting the basketball game, finished with 2 points. Those coming from the free throw line, as she was 2 for 6. Marcia Gray got into the basketball game. Teresa Willington McGilton, she's the one who really turned it around for the Mischiefs. She had 26 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. A number of three-pointers in there. And if I look real quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 three-pointers she got out of that one of her 26 points. So that was a good night for her. Buxton got into the ball game for the Mischiefs. Gina Hayward fouled out of the ball game, but she finished with 6 points. Yelanimi, Nelson, Johnson, Kaylee Smith, who handles the basketball for the Mischiefs, she finished with 13 points. Did not go to the free throw line. Milne coming off the bench for the Mischiefs, finished with 5 points. She was 1 for 2 from the line. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Paige Wing did not score in the ball game. Taylor, Vitalia Taylor, finished with 1 point coming from the free throw line. That was 1 for 4 from the line. Autumn Groves had 4 points in the ball game. Had a chance from the free throw line. Did get a couple buckets, however. Kaylee Swinton finished the game with 5 points. She started out with a three and then was able to get one more bucket out of it. Destiny Cowart finished with 4 points. Renee Larson finished with 2 points. Had one chance from the line. Didn't get that one to go. Bailey Stewart got into the book. She got 2 points. Jordan Stegan coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears finished with 3 points. She was 1 for 2 from the line. Olivia Wing finished with 6 points in the ball game. Brittany Bradford got a couple of points from a nice bucket. And Michaela Krager picked up 1 from the free throw line as she was 1 for 2 from the line. And Sanel got into the book but did not score, however, in that game.
Yeah, rebounding. Glacier Bears ended up with the edge on the rebounding. When you look at the height advantage they had, that really doesn't come as much a surprise. Cowart led the way with 6. Wellington McGilton had 7 for the Mischiefs. The Glacier Bears had 24 rebounds to the 23 by the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears shooting, they were 12 for 34 for 35%. Mischiefs 27 for 60, 45%. You know, you get a team shooting 45% from the field, that's pretty hard to beat them at any level.
Well, that's right, and when a lot of them were threes, too. So, I mean, that even makes it worse. But, again, don't forget here, we're going to be back on the air here in about the probably around 17 minutes or so here as they just now started the clock here. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish up this game here with the Haynes Glacier Bears playing tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So you'll want to tune in for that one. And the Metlakatla Mischiefs will be going up against the Craig Panthers tomorrow in the winner's side of that bracket. Glacier Bears are not out of it. However, this is a double elimination tournament, so you got to lose 2 before you can go home.